The height of three amos. This is the measurement to have a mikvah. V'shiyura chachomim, shir me mikvah. How much water is going to go into this volume? If you have a volume of an amma by an amma, by three amas high, how much volume, how much water will be inside it? Aboyim saw. There will be 40 saw. So now, if you know these measurements, that by one amma, which is six tvachim, by six tvachim, and each tefach is four etzboys. So come to face by 24 etzboys. The height of three amas high, and that shear you get the shear of 40 saw. So now if you make it down, you could figure out how much you get just the revius, which is mamash revius of a lug. So that measurement, I'm not going to go into it now, the Shbam has a ganzer riches here to explain how you get it. You just keep on cutting it down and down and down until you finally see that from these measurements, you get that one etzpa, two etzpas length, by two etzpas wide, by the height of two etzpas and a half and a fifth, that volume will hold also a revius of a lug. Because once we know this year that by one amma, by three ammas high, it holds 40 saw, keep on cutting it down and down and down until you get to how much two etzpas by two etzpas will hold, and that will come out to the shear to be exactly revius of a lug, or revius of a lug. Yeah. So Tay speaks out here. Amar al Amar, Tay speaks out, that's other machzik in begodim. That's how like wide a person is with his clothing. He's wide and long like an Amar by an Amar. Kedamim v'yervin, mekoy mishalodim Amar. That's what the place of a person is, one Amar. V'shmaitin the kuchin mashma, the kuch machmitz, Amar im doif neyorun. Kuchin means that's the place where they put a person into the kever, into the, used to have caves, and then the wall of the cave that have a hole to put the person in. So mashma there and amr is enough with the daif and orin. Mashma, the person himself is not so wide, just with the orin itself. Alma gufadim ein machzik amma. A normal person is not an amma wide. Over nikva debina amma, they shikonas perevach im zeroysov. They nedvokim lagufan. It means because when you go into the mikvah, you don't have to now keep yourself tight. You have to let your arms sticking out a little bit. But since you have to be perevach, that shear is an amma. Perum Sholosh Amos, we say the height of a normal person is three Amos tall. V'yafagav dekoimas odom, Sholosh Amos v'loy harosh. Really, the person means that after we say three Amos, it means without his head. His body is from his neck downwards, the average height is three Amos. And here it's mashma know that the height with the person's head, because your head also has to go into the mikvah. Mashma with the head is three Amos. L'kach matzrich bekuchim arba Amos. Elecham, the Gemara Bar Basra says, when you want to make this kuch, this hole in the wall in the cave, that you put the mason inside, it has to be long 4 amas. Of course, you need 3 amas for the body itself, and another amas for the head. So you see, with the head, it's 4 amas. So how come here we say that it's enough the mikveh should be 3 amas high, then the whole body gets inside, your head is not going to be inside it. So Taisa says, the mikveh sagi b'sholosh amas, by mikveh it's enough to have 3 amas tall. Because when a person goes down into this hole of water, the water comes up. Because when a person goes down, he makes the water come up. So if the volume of the water is only 3 amas high, when you start to go down in the water, that's going to raise the level of the water. The male of the water will come on top of your head. We're talking about this kli now that holds this water is not this the only this measurement. It's not only an amma by an amma, 3 amas high. It's maybe at least 4 amas high. Therefore, when you go down there, the water goes up with you, so you'll have the water to the height of at least 4 amas. Because if not, when you go in, the water will overflow, and again, you won't be able to get your whole body inside there. So therefore, Pshit, we're talking about the kli itself is a little bit higher. And therefore, you just need 3 amas worth of water. Then when you go into the mikvah, you make the water rise. Right. Omar Rav Ashi. Omar li Rovin Bar Chinina. Rav Bar Chinina told me that Shulchan Shel Migdash, in the base of Migdash, when they had the Shulchan there, Shel Prokin Hevi. It was made out of pieces that you could like take it apart and put it back together again. The Yisak, because if you're going to think that he Dukei Hevi Mahadik, that no, the shulchan was made out of one big piece, or else even it was pieces of metchilah. The mamas father it together, but you can't take it apart. So the whole shulchan now had to be moved. That one the whole thing together. Abezayit shver amta v'yamta heichim atvile. Sometimes the Shulchan became Tummy. There's a Mishnah like that. So the Shulchan as a Keli, it could be Makabal Tumah. So if the Shulchan was Tummy, you'd have to put it into the mikvah to make a Tovel, to make a Torah. Now, how do you get the Shulchan that's only an Amah wide into a mikvah that's also only an Amah wide? So Bishtaim is going to tell me that the Shulchan could be taken apart into pieces, so you can be Tovel each piece by itself. But if you tell me you can't take the mikvah apart, how could you put the Shulchan into the mikvah? So Rashbam, Shulchan shall mikdash. Shulchan shall zohov, shall also Moshe, the golden Shulchan that Moshe Rabbeinu made, Hulchsiv be'yam asayim orko, it was 2 amas long, ve'yam aroch be 1 amah wide, ve'yam avachati kamosai. So she says, l'shafrok and heavy, shechadol nefarek roichbo neshnayim, you could divide the width of it into half. V'chein ragnei Shulchan also take off. Why these sagadat the hadugim hadik, they nechadol nefarek roichbo, you can't take it apart, hechi motza matfulein. That there was the mikvah in the base of Migdish, to the east of the Yuma, and the storm of Isaiah, that mikvah was exactly this size that we just said. That mikvah there was only an amma by an amma, 3 amas high. So if that's the case, how do you get the shulchan inside it? In Ami Rashi Rashban says, the amas hamayim shebazara. There was like a flow of water that went through the azara. Shabor matfilin klisharas. That was also kosher for mikvah, and used to be terrible the klisharas there. Shenitmu voice rechov amah was only an amah wide. V'yashen kach nikru amah samayin. That's why it's called amah. Yeah. So now that's Gemara's kasha. Now, if you tell me it was made out of one piece, how could he get it in there? So really, Tosfos has a better kasha. Like how long was the shulchan? It was 2 amas wide, 2 amas long. Even if 1 amah you could put into another amah. Since the shulchan was 2 amas long, for sure it couldn't get into an amah. So, the reglayim were not attached, maybe. The cold part of the goof of the shulchan could not get into exactly an amah. That's the raya that the shulchan was made out of pieces. So Mr. Gemara answers, maybe no. Maybe the shulchan taki was one solid piece. But I'll tell you my kushya. Dilma b'yam shosha shloimoi heavy matfulei.
They did not put the shulchan into the regular mikvah.
But rather they put it into the yam shosha shloimoi. The Shlomo Melech made a special big yam, a big mikvah. Heavy matfulei. The Tani Rabbi Chiya. Yam shosha shloimoi. This big mikvah that Shlomo Melech made. Machzik, how big was it? Meya v'chamisha mikvah Torah. 150 mikvahs could fit into that one mikvah that he made. There's at 150 times 40 saw. That's how big that mikvah was. So remember, that mikvah, that's where they were tovel the shulchan. But I think the Maratz Chayit speaks out that really the shalom, when would the shulchan become tamei? They used to use the shulchan, touch it only on Shabbos. On Shabbos, they used to take off the old lechem upon him and bring in the new lechem upon him. But throughout the week, they didn't touch the shulchan. So if it became tummy on Shabbos. So the Avamina was, it was tummy on Shabbos, they wanted to be tabled on Shabbos also. So they couldn't carry the shulchan outside too far, because there's an Yisra Hoitzor. Therefore they thought on Shabbos, would only be tabled the shulchan inside the Mikdash itself. So the Avamina was, the only mikvah you had in the Mishkan, in the Mikdash itself, was either this Amah by Amah of the Amah Samayim, or else the special mikvah they had there. The Maradiyah Teres, no. First, the Yam Shoshkleima was right nearby. There wouldn't be an Issa Hoitzor. Therefore, they were able to take the Shulchan even on Shabbos and be tabled in the Yam Shoshkleima.
You're right.
Mishnah says, Lo Yifchus Eloi Me'ar B'Koisis. That everybody, you have to, if a noni goes around collecting money, you have to give him enough money that he should have dalad koisis. And we spoke out yesterday, it's a machlokes rishonim. Does everybody have to have dalad koisis? That's the way we do lemaisa. We give everybody, the wife, the husband, the children, everybody has their own dalad koisis. The other side, there's some shita rishonim that learn no, that dalad koisis is just like kiddush. It's enough if one person makes dalad koisis for everybody. But our kopon of the oni, he has to have enough money to buy the dalad koisis. Chesi Gemara, Heichim Mesakni Rabbonim Midi to Yosef Bolodei Ludei Takonim. How could Rabbonim make a Takonim that was supposed to drink 4 cups of wine? Dalad Koisis. There's Ninyan of Zugos. When you do things in pairs, 2, 2, 2, it's bad for the Shadim. They'll be mad at you. It's a Takonim. You put yourself in danger. But Tanya, we learned, lo yoichal adam trei, a person should not eat two things, don't eat two pieces of cake. V'lo yishta trei, don't drink two glasses of wine, or anything. V'lo yikaneach trei, don't wipe yourself twice. V'lo yasa trochav trei, don't do your trochim. Rashbam said troch there means tashmish. Don't have tashmish with your wife two times. If you do it two times, that's bad for mazikim. So you see, doing things that pairs two times is no good. So here, how could a chum be misakin, leil pesach, drink four curses and stop then? Bechuri ending off bezugais is bad for the mazikim. And for the Gemara, Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Kro, the Pasuk says, leil shimurim, leil hamishumer obo min hamazikim. Tonight, leil pesach, you don't have to worry about the mazikim. Tonight, HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches us. It's a special school called Leil Shimurim. We're watched by Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Mazikim won't harm us. Therefore, Pesach by night, we're able to say, have Dalet Kreisus. That's one teretz. Rav Rama, Rav says, Kreis Shabrocha, that we have our third Kreis, that we make Birchas HaMazon on, that's Mitztaref L'Toiva, V'yena Mitztaref L'Rua. I tell you, the third Kreis, it only helps for the Toiva for something good and not for something bad. So that means the Rashbam learns, Rav Oima, Kois Shal Birchas HaMazon, the bottom left line, Shu Shlishi, that's the third Kois, L'Roein Mitztaref, L'Hashlem Zulais, it doesn't make that now with the fourth Kois you have four altogether, L'Sakona, in Shaisu Revi Yachra, if you drink a fourth cup afterwards, it's not considered like you have four cups now. No, this third cup does not include. So you only have then three cups. V'chi Agav Darmin L'Kamom, Yishmerech L'Roein Mitztaref. Mashenken, the toiv is good. Let's say you only drank two cups. You only drank two. And now you drink the Birchas HaMazon. That is considered like you have a third cup, and you won't have any zugas. But I call upon him, the third cup only helps for good and not for bad. So now when you drink your fourth cup, we look as if the third cup was not part of the cups, and therefore you only had three cups, not four cups, there would not be a shal of mazikim. Yeah. Ravina says another teretz. Arba kosit kinu rabbonin. The rabbonin were masakin like four separate mitzvahs. Drink four kaisis. Derecheris. Each kais by itself has a special inyan by itself to be derecheris. And kochoda vichoda